Our next guest is no stranger at all to media. She's regularly consulted by industry and government leaders in her role as CEO of the Real Estate Institute of Queensland. Antonia Maricello, welcome to Friday's edition of Morning Magazine on 101.5 on International Women's Day.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Antonia, how did you your journey in real estate really begin?
Oh, well, look, it was a bit of an accidental journey, actually. I am a lawyer by background. And so really my first entry into the real estate sector was with a role I took on in South Australia, working for the Real Estate Institute of South Australia as their legal counsel. I really hadn't been involved in any way, shape or form with the real estate sector until that role came along. And that was really, I got a bit of a foot on the ladder, so to speak, and then really enjoyed that role. And I've really stayed in roles connected to the real estate sector ever since. I did leave that role to go and open a law firm, but continued to work for and support state businesses, and obviously moved to Queensland about 13 years ago and joined REIQ as general counsel. So again, working in a legal role, and then moved into the role of CEO nearly 10 years ago now.
Antonia, women account for a large percentage of workforce in real estate industry, but few get to that very top job. As the CEO of the Real Estate Institute of Australia, you wield a pretty enormous amount of influence. What challenges, if any, have you experienced in your career, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, look, I think it's a question that I think women often encounter, and I wouldn't say that I haven't encountered some obstacles and challenges. I think it's fair to say that that has been part of my professional journey. Certainly, I think one of the things that I recall, perhaps when I was a lot younger, though, is that people were often surprised at the fact that I was in a position of seniority at an age that they thought was perhaps too young, which I think is interesting. I'm not sure that men perhaps encounter that same issue. So certainly that was something I remember, and I recall many a meeting where there was an assumption that I was there to make the tea and coffee. so look, I think we've probably, I think many have stories like that to tell. Certainly even I have been in rooms where often I am the only female in the room, but what's really pleasing is how much that is changing. And really now what we're seeing is that I am dealing with women who are in position seniority, whether they be CEOs or senior leaders. And certainly in the sector that we represent, there's really strong female representation. So there's no doubt that we are seeing a shift and some significant change. But we all know that there is still plenty of work to be done.
Absolutely. Now, what skills or skill sets do women really bring to the real estate industry that, you know, that should be incredibly valued, Antonia?
Yeah, well, I think, look, I think obviously when I talk about this, I'm very conscious of generalizations. Mm-hmm. But look, certainly in my experience, and I think most people would agree that women have generally an excellent ability to communicate. They can be very empathetic. And I think those sorts of skills, great communication skills and empathy, are actually incredibly important in the real estate sector. When you think about the kind of emotions involved when buying real estate, and in particular I'm referring to buying that home where we live. Mm-hmm. When we buy a property as an investor, it's a slightly different experience. It tends to be a more objective transaction. It tends to be it doesn't involve the same level of heart, if you like, as buying a home does. But I think when we're buying and selling real estate, it's one of the most significant decisions in our life. Sometimes when we sell a property. We may be selling it because of personal reasons. It might be a relationship breakdown. It might be that it's time to downsize. And all of those things come with pretty heavy emotions. And I think women are great at understanding what's motivating the sale or what's motivating the purchase, listening to what those motivations are, and then they're able to perhaps respond to those interests that they've understood and that they've uncovered, and they're able to negotiate a deal in a way that really reflects what the parties are feeling and what's important to them. And I think that's something that women do exceptionally well. And I think that's why we are seeing that some of the most successful salespeople in our state and in our country are women. Mm-hmm. And then when we look at the property management sector, that's another sector where we see that is very much female dominated. And again, similar experience. That's an interesting role. Property managers have an incredibly challenging role. They are appointed to act on behalf of the property owner, but of course they're facilitating a relationship between the tenant and the property owner. They're having to navigate the legal framework that's very strictly governed in that space, and they're having to somehow balance the rights and responsibilities of the owner and the tenant. And so again, I think exceptional communication skills are required, and again, a level of sensitivity and empathy is again critically important in that area as well.
Antonia, we've probably gone a little bit over time, but I do truly appreciate what you've been telling us, because it's all very, very interesting and essential. Just very, very quickly, can you tell us how we can encourage more women to pursue entrepreneurship and leadership roles in their careers and to reach their absolute best potential?
Absolutely. I would say to anyone listening, I think one of the most important things is to really to offer support as a partner, as a parent, as a friend. Offer women support, encourage them to be courageous in their decisions. I've just been to an event this morning where we've talked a lot about the fact that, unfortunately, women sometimes can perhaps lack the confidence or the courage that we'd like them to have. So inspiring them to take a chance and really backing them and supporting them is really important. And I would say to women, I think you've really got to be bold and take that step. And often it's our own lack of self-belief that can hold us back. So do the research, make sure you are prepared to do what's required. I'm certainly not suggesting entering into an area without doing proper research and being prepared. But really, often the most difficult part is taking that first step and taking that risk. And we've seen many, many examples where that has paid off tremendously well.
Antonia Mercello, thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.5 on this International Women's Day. And of course, Antonia is the CEO of the Real Estate Institute of Australia. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.